want tonight Parliament to divide it amongst itself as Joint Committee of Energy and Lands and Forestry come under fire from some MPs over its report that recommended that there should be no review of the mining lease granted to Letrochem to mine salt in the Adansongo.
So, Mr. Speaker, I don't think that as a House, we should be entertaining this report and approving it for Letrochem to continue unless we can say that they will, you know, be held accountable.
We have details of all of this coming in from Parliament. We'll be speaking to the company plus the youth of the area who disagreed with the report in its initial form. We'll go back to them and ask what they feel about what Parliament is saying about this report. Now, remember, Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticides, Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Now, tonight, a joint committee of Parliament has come under fire over its report on a salt mining lease granted Letrochem in Ada. The Energy and Lands Committee recommended to the House that there should be no review of the mining lease granted the company following allegations of police and military brutalities against the indigents, leading to the death of a miner and injuries to many. The people of Ada have also complained about the lease awarded to the company, which put out many of the indigents out of their small-scale mining of salt in the area. First, listen to Chairman of the Energy Committee, Samuel Atacha, present the committee's report.
Honourable Speaker, the committee did not see any need at all to review and or tinker with the three mining leases ratified by this August House on the 6th day of November 2020. There was nothing at all to show. There was no illegality that the Parliament previously considered committed in the ratification. It is imperative that the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, should embark upon a massive educational campaign in the salt mining area to bring the indigenous to the realization that salt is a natural mineral and not a means of livelihood in the same category of gold in the Ashanti region, petroleum in the Western region, and bauxite in the Eastern region.
But MP for the area, Christian Kolete Otute, who first spoke against the committee's report, decried what he described as a monopoly granted to Letrochem to mine salt in an area and is pushing the indigents out of business.
The major concern of the people is not about the Letrochem company not taking part or having to do his work there. But it has to do, the question is 41,000 acres of land to one company. The people are wondering, how is it going to work on all this land? Why can't we sublet it, let different companies come in so that we can have competition? There is going to be a monopoly, and with that, we cannot really achieve the best, the maximum. And so far, as a member of parliament and with the brutalities concerning the police and even the electrical company, when I go around, you can see that they are only concentrating on the already existed project area, which is called Songo Salt. So the people are not against the Letrochem's presence there. Myself, I'm for the Letrochem. But the manner in which things are going is part, a bit of concern. And if we could address those issues, we can have Letrochem working there peacefully, for which the government will benefit, my people also benefit, and myself, I also benefit.
So that was the MP for the area, Christian Kolete Otutu. Let me take you to Parliament tonight and get more on this. Kweku Asante is our man in Parliament and he joins us on the phone now. Kweku, the next person to speak against the report is the MP for Odododo, Ni Lante Vanderpoel. What exactly was his case?
is beginning to speak against this report that came from the Mines and Energy Committee that recommends that there should be no review of that mining lease. Neil Antivandapoy, himself an indigenous of Adam, been speaking in that capacity, says that there's been a record of military and police brutality at the behest of Electrochem against the people of Adam, for which reason he was strongly opposed to the report. And in fact, urging and inviting the people of parliament, the members of parliament, not to vote to adopt that reform.
I'm so passionate about this because not only have we lost family members, some of our people are mutilated, disabled, and now cannot do anything. And what is even depressing me more, for such things, such criminal acts to be described as minor criminal acts. When people have been killed, people have been maimed, police and soldiers rounding up people, beating them up at the instigation of a so-called investor, you can't describe it as minor criminal offenses. Today, somebody has just taken over everything, denying the indigenous people the little that they can also harvest, mine for their survival. And when they resist, soldiers and policemen are hired to chase them, beat them up, and even kill them. We cannot, me, if anybody, everybody in this house will accept this report, Mr. Speaker, I want to register my opposition to this report. And I want it reflected in the hazard that one time was somebody, a member of this house, called Neil Antivandapoy, was against this report. I totally disagree with this report.
Well, Koku, there's even a suggestion that the lease granted to Electrical must be put on hold until the allegations of human rights abuses are fully investigated.
That came from a former Deputy Attorney General, Dr. Dominic Ahine, who was commenting on the report saying that the committee had done not a very good job and, in fact, had glossed over the issues of military and police brutalities against the people of Adansowo, for which reason he believed that Parliament ought to do something by asking the company to be fully investigated, for them to be fully fully compensate the people against whom these military and police brutalities have been measured against, even before the company should be allowed to continue mining this ore.
Mr. Speaker, what I want to underscore is that though the report of the committee has not detailed the human rights abuses that have occurred in relation to the Songo Lagoon salt exploitation by Electrochem, Mr. Speaker, various honorable members, I remember the honorable member for Ododo, the honorable Neil Antivandapoy, I also remember the honorable Otute, mentioned the fact that in the course of seeking to exploit the salt resources, Electrochem or agents of Electrochem were involved either directly or indirectly in human rights abuses. This is the House of Parliament. We are enjoined by the Constitution in Chapter 5 to uphold the fundamental human rights enshrined in the Constitution. I do not think that Parliament should approve any transaction in respect of which there is evidence of human rights abuses having occurred or having been occasioned by either the state or any entity affiliated to the state or an entity that is wholly private but that is being aided by the state in order to commit rights abuses. Mr. Speaker, I think that we should call for an investigation of the human rights abuses that have occurred, and then if we find that there were actual excesses committed by the state agents for and on behalf of Electrochem, they should be held accountable. They should pay compensation to the local communities before they should be allowed to continue the exploitation of the natural resource which is found within the community that is the subject matter of our report. So, Mr. Speaker, I don't think that as a House, we should be entertaining this report and approving it for Electrochem to continue, unless we can say that they will, you know, be held accountable, or they will compensate the people of Songo for the human rights abuses that have occurred.
Well, Gogo, did anyone speak in favor of this report?
There were not so many of those voices, but Stephen Amoah, who is the Deputy Finance Minister, they come in to say that the people of Adar Songo ought to know that the salt within the land in Songo does not belong to them. And in fact, the Constitution says it belongs to the entire country and is held in trust by the President. The Yarova agrees with members of Parliament who have spoken and said that the people must be given some tract of land themselves to also mine the salt.
Mr. Speaker, as much as I agree with some of my colleagues from the other side of the political divide, that of course, in terms of having empathy for the indigenous brothers we all cherish and love most from the Adan area, we need to, as a house, help develop paradigm shift that will ensure their inclusion in building the economic capacity of the community and the country. If we don't take care, what will happen is that Western region, they will begin to say that the oil there belongs to them. And for that matter, any decision, whether of national, international, or community interest, will not be taken care of. Mr. Speaker, if we are not careful, those from Ashanti region and Brown will follow suit. If we don't take care, those from Upper East will follow suit. And what will we be doing to the loss of this land in championing a cause that will bring us together and build the needed cohesion and out of collectivism, build our own country for the very good purpose of our brothers, including those from Adam. So as much as we are all trying to find a common point of convergence in dealing with this issue, I would like to suggest that probably what we can do is that any company, be large or small, that is giving the legal mandate to manage some of these state natural resources should find a way to include the community people along the value chain in terms of job creation so that they can also derive economic gains.
So that was, the one, Deputy Finance Minister that's speaking on this. So, Kweku, how did the House decide on this matter?
The majority leaders, Dr. Kesela Tofosin and Alexander Pejamakin, agree that there are significant disagreement, there are significant conflict that must be resolved, for which reason they believe the committee report is not complete. And, of course, they also sense him from the mood of the House, knowing that if the report was probably put to a vote, the report would have been rejected. Tasked the Speaker of Parliament to refer the matter back to the committee to look into it. The Speaker of Parliament also agreed that there are still significant differences that must be resolved. He is hinting that maybe Monday a decision will have to be taken before the House will go on break, but the Speaker of Parliament has deferred the decision on this for now.
I will do so on Monday after the final statements have been made. But please, please, don't forget that we are the representatives of the people. And one of our functions as leaders, particularly the leaders that the people are looking up to, is to facilitate the settlement of disputes. Clearly, there's a dispute. Other state institutions, personalities have been involved. And this has been going on for a long time. They seem not to be finding any solution. The dispute should not be carried to the floor, so that at the end of the day, members themselves will be seen to be part of the problem than the solution. And so please, Monday, wind up and then we'll give a few directives. Some of you have argued, and I've listened to you, that you've been injustice being perpetrated for a long time when you come to dealing with minerals. And so some of you are citing gold, oil, and all those things. There are instances of some injustice that is the concern of all of us and want to find solutions. So why not from Parliament? We should lead to do so. With this, I defer putting the question till Monday. Yes, please.
So let's do more on this particular story by bringing in Abraham Ahoma Teta. He is a youth leader. He's a spokesperson for the Ada Songo Lagoon Association, and he joins us for more on this. Abraham, I'm grateful to you for joining. This obviously must be a great news for you.
Thank you very much. And this is what we are all expecting the parliamentarians, our fathers and our mothers at the parliament to do for us. And as they are saying, it is clear. I heard them saying that gold in Asante region, Western region, Northern region, and all the whatever. Yes, it is true. Last time, when you heard me on Parliament, I told them that our case is a special case. That is the reason why there is a law. Our place, our case, they have put the PNDC law on it because of the riot, because of the killing that has happened. You see, and our own, it's not like the way they are saying, they are defining the mineral as a natural resource in each natural state. Our own, when you come, the sea, it's the seawater that will turn to the salt. When you fed the sea, it can never turn to salt. But you're supposed to bring the sea have to go through a process before finally it turns to salt. So when you look at it practically, if we all of us have to do the practical, normal practical work, to us who are here, we cannot declare our salt here as a mineral. But the salt in Daboya, because when you dig, you will see it in your hand naturally, that by natural. You see, but our here is sea salt farming. But let's put that aside. Even if it is a mineral, we are saying that there was a riot and there was a killing in the 70s, 80s. And because of this, they have placed a law on the thing. So the law is not revoked. And if the law is, it has to be revoked before anything like this supposed to go on, we should all be aware. And now, even as at that time, our population is very less. When they are talking of benefit. When you go to from the southern here to the northern region, all every home in Ghana, they are enjoying our salt. Are there no benefits for me?
So for you, Abraham, so for you, what will make you support the operations of Electrochem in your area? Abraham, listen to me. I'm asking that, I mean, you agree with the voices from Parliament that say that something has to happen to the operations. I'm asking you, what will make you support the operations of Electrochem in your area?
Yes, the only thing will make us to support Electrochem is that Electrochem should be at a particular place that we are saying some sort. He should be there. You see, the place, you don't need the whole vast land though, to mine like the way goat. You will say that goat is here. You go and decide goat is in the soil here, you are digging. Goat is here, you are digging. Our thing is not like that. It's only the sea water that you'll be drying it out. When you are drying, you are using the sunshine, the wind, and that you create things like ponds. That is what you are going to use to dry the sea water before it turns to salt. So natural game, they cannot. It can never happen. That is what we are saying. It's a serious matter. You see, that is why in the wisdom of Solomon, which is the former PNDC, they have realized that if they have to give their whole vast land to a single or two or three people, it will cause problems.
Okay, Abraham. Abraham.
That's not what we are saying.
Uh-huh.
But Latro came to take everything, including our villages. And whenever, you see, the only problem is the mining power, the lances that they gave him.
Mm.
The lances is so powerful that when you are holding that lances in your hand, anything within that concession, you have power over it. So
okay.
Whoever is passing, you will be having suspicions.
Abraham, I'm grateful. Hold the line for me. Okay, hold the line for me. Let me bring in. Let me bring in the.
Came to be at some place so that we too will occupy the rest of the land. So that we too we are doing our small, and everybody will benefit
okay.
from whatever is happening in Adam.
All right, I'm grateful to you, Abraham. Stay with me. Let me bring in Abdulrazak Adam, who is the CEO of Electrochem. He joins us also on the telephone line now. So Adam, you've heard the Abraham there. He is, you know, one of the leaders of the Songo miners. And he says they want you to mine at a particular spot and not the entire concession. I mean, isn't this something that a company that is concerned about your social capital will consider, that yes, this could probably give us the social license for us to operate?
Okay.
So Abraham, hold for me. Let me listen to Adam. Yeah, Adam.
As for me, like.
Okay, so we'll try and get Abraham to okay. So I think that the line is okay. Abdulrazak Adam is the CEO of Electrochem. Abdul, grateful to you. So to my question.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and we are very appreciative at Electrochem. So the first thing I want to mention is the fact that what Abraham is even advocating, or for that matter, what some of our the members are advocating, Electrochem is already doing it to begin with. That is what we call community pan concept. And the community pan concept are a deliberate attempts by Electrochem to construct a few mining pans to allow the community to coexist side by side with Electrochem.
Well, Adam, I'm sure this is not news to them. They know. But even
absolutely.
Even as this is there. Yes.
That
even as this is there. I get it. But even as this is there, they are saying that you cannot take the entire concession. They also have to control a part of it. And your initiative, even though it's good,
okay,
but they want better.
Electrochem is not taking entire concession.
Okay.
Electrochem is taking about 42,000 acres. But if you look at the area, it's over 100,000 acres. So there is a vast land, a vast area that is so mineable. If you stretch beyond the Pram area, coming all the way to Ada, and go beyond the East Ada, and even beyond, going to Sogakope area, there are areas that people can mine. So where their eyes is on is the fact that all of a sudden they have seen this transformational project. And they think that the capital that has come in just came in from nowhere, but it is an investment. There are loans and equity that people have put into the project.
Okay, but let me help you help. So help us understand this. Why is Electrochem interested in where the people are mining and not where you say quote virgin lands that you could develop with your resources?
So when you say where the people are mining, what you notice here is that the Songo Salt Project was a company that was owned by Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources that has been divested to Electrochem. So if that is what they are referring to as where they are mining, I think it's neither here nor there. Because even then, under Interim Management Committee, that concession was not where the people were mining. And on top of that, even though they were operating along the side, but they were destroying the lagoon. And on top of that, the lagoon was dry like a football pitch. Electrochem coming into existence has revamped the lagoon, pumping brine water, not only to produce salt, but also creating fishing activities for over 1,000 members of the community. So if you look at Electrochem coming in, we have rather enhanced what the indigenous salt farmers were doing than before. We know that such a project, you would always have few people that are against any form of development or transformation. And most of this association used to write proposals to international community portraying our women vulnerable and all that, taking all sorts of money That was not even going to the woman.
Well, Adam, Mr. Adam, so this is the case where the people, you know, for whom you're building this company are saying that, well, we need much more than we've been given. And aren't you disturbed as a company about all of these mouths who speak against your operation to warrant you to do an introspection to reach a consensus with the communities?
We are doing that every single year or every single month, every single week. I have over 100 of applications that is coming to Electrochem to allocate a portion of the concession to them. And I have done that. The company has done that. We know that Electrochem alone cannot exist on the concession. Peaceful exists on the concession. So we have done that. So it's a dialogue. We met the chief, we met the youth, we met the women group, and we've asked them to come forward. Those that have come forward, we have not only allocated the lands for them, but we have spent millions of dollars to construct for them in a very responsible manner so we can coexist and not destroy the lagoon.
So out of the 40,000 acres you speak about, how many have you made available to the residents?
Okay, so let me put it in perspective. Even the 42,000 acres, Electrochem is mining on 2,750 acres. So I can tell you that there is so much land to go around for every indigenous person that wants to do responsible salt mining. So to jump over and think that just 10% of available concession is what Electrochem is working on, that we should abandon. Yes, we have the right to 42,000 acres, but that doesn't mean we are mining on 42,000 acres. So to us, this is a dialogue that we have to sit down and talk. This is a dialogue that anybody that is responsible and have the people of Adai and for that matter, Ghana at heart, should sit down and talk. If you look at salt mining that he's talking about, it was less than 38,000 metric tons in a year, right? For over 50 years. If in today's term, that is only about 60 million Ghana cities. That is less than 60 million Ghana cities.
Okay.
So that being said, Electrochem coming into being, we are ramping up production to 1 million metric tons. In today's terms, that is about $200 million. Who in the right sense would want to do something against a company like that? And that is also to tell you that we are also in the communities involved in work that government is not even doing for them. For instance, we have put in scholarship schemes. We have built schools. We have provided the people with portable water. And on top of that, we have provided women interest-free loan. Started with 5 million cedis last year. This year, under my leadership, I ramped it up to 10 million cedis. So these are the real transformation that is impacting the average person in the area. So if anybody...
Beautiful work. But would you now consider...
You can know that they are not for the nation.
Would you now consider developing, you know, a site for the indigenous to say, this is the site we've developed for you, operate on it so that we can peacefully coexist on this concession?
Exactly. I think that is what we are already doing. So I would invite the pressmen, I would even invite the lawmakers and any concerned citizen to visit the site. When you visit the site and the production site, you realize that some of the questions you are talking about, some of the things that Ms. Ahuma was talking about, Electrochem is already doing that. So we said anybody that is interested in doing responsible mining, I keep saying responsible mining because we need to protect the environment. At the same time, we need to make sure that we stem our lawlessness because it's a country of rule of law. So in that case, we sit together. What you have given us is not enough. We will give you more.
Okay.
And we have done that. There are areas that we have not even touched at all. We allow the people to coexist. Where we have issue is where people dig up boreholes that our children and mothers fall inside, where they just open up the area in a way that the seawater is even getting waste, in a way that is even very dangerous for even the indigenous around that area.
Now, my final question to you before I let you go, there are proposals that your lease must be put on hold until the allegations of human rights abuses are fully investigated. How do you respond to that?
So the human rights abuses are either caused by Ahuma and Asla and what have you, because they are attacking their own. Every employee of Electrochem, or most of them, they've gone, they've attacked them, brought their belongings and burned them into ashes. There is evidence that they killed somebody and then they drag him into the concession, claiming that the police shot the person in our sight. An investigation revealed that the bullet is not even police bullet. An investigation indicated that even the dead body was dragged into the concession. And you know why they did that? Because in the 80s, similar incident happened. and then the concession was closed completely. So that was exactly the intent.
Who conducted this investigation to draw this conclusion?
Ghana Police Service.
And they said it was Ahuma and his people who did it.
He didn't say Ahuma, but he said that the dead person was killed somewhere and dragged into the concession, and that the bullet that was used was not police bullet. That was the conclusion.
So you don't want your lease. So I want to find out from you. You don't want your lease to be put on hold.
Of course, we have invested over $120 million, right? And these are bank loans. Mm. These are equity investment and all that. That payment will continue on those leases. So if you put the lease on hold, so what does that even say about our process of awarding money leases?
Mm. All right. I'm grateful to you, but let me bring in Abraham Ahuma here. Ahuma, so how do you respond to the, Mr. Adam was saying there?
This will never happen in this country. We are burning things and we are spoiling things. Tell him straight that he should be careful and he should withdraw that word. Thing. I am on the ground before he came. He didn't know anything, whatever has happened, by killing the person. He is not aware. He's a new CEO. And tell him he should withdraw that thing that he said, I, Abraham, Ahuma, and my people, we are killing the people, or we are burning their things. Tell him to withdraw before I'll continue to say next thing.
Once the police didn't mention his name, you mentioned it, it's right that you withdraw that one. Yeah. Yeah,
Mr. Adam,
you said that the police didn't mention his name, but you did.
No, they didn't. I didn't say him or for that matter Asla. But what I'm saying here is that the police established that the body was killed outside the concession and dragged into the concession, and that the bullet that hit the person is not the police.
Okay, I hear. I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in Nelante Vanderpoel, who has been speaking against this, you know, this finding by this committee. So what's your area of digression from what the committee put out there?
Well, thank you very much. Let me say this clearly. As a Ghanaian, I'm not against any investment into utilizing our natural resources for the benefit of the country. But then I'm also totally against the situation whereby investment, whatever form it takes, will deny my people of their livelihood. God created us and put the people of Ada where they are. He invested in them the trust of their livelihood through the Songo Lagoon. Over the years, governments have come in. Various policy direction decisions have been taken on Songo. But I thank God